I'm sure you folks realize how blessed we are.
I'm sure you realize, now that the mic is on, how blessed we are.
Amen.
I love to hear the Martinsics sing. And not only do we hear voices, but we hear souls. And that is always a tremendous blessing to our hearts. Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. Proverbs 22:3. The sensible, shrewd person sees evil and hides from it, but the naive, simple go to and are punished for it. Proverbs 22:3. The sensible, shrewd person sees evil and hides from it, but the naive, simple go on and are punished for it. Proverbs 22:3. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Proverbs 16:6. By the fear, I'm going to stop for a moment to show you that I have in parentheses OWC, which means occupation with Christ. By the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. Proverbs 16:6. By the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. Proverbs 16:6. Another translation. By occupation with the Lord, one avoids evil. Proverbs 16:6. I repeat. Proverbs 16:6. By occupation with the Lord, one avoids evil. Proverbs 16:6. Would you open your Bibles this morning, please, to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. We spend a moment in prayer before we begin our study. Father, thank you that we are privileged to be here today once again to open our hearts and minds to the magnificent truths of God's Word. The Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. We have the responsibility of receiving spiritual fuel, that we might then be able to utilize that spiritual fuel, that we might find ourselves as victorious and triumphant, winning believers. We realize that we have so much to learn, and we thank you that you've given us the completed canon of Scripture and the wonderful ministry of the Holy Spirit, and that we can be in fellowship, and we can be the recipients of spiritual food. We pray that you will guide us in these moments of study today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've given you some words in recent days on the subject of evil. I'm putting these words on the screen again. One of those words is the word kakos. K-A-K-O-S. If you already have this in your notes, fine. If you don't, I would encourage you to put this word down because you'll be seeing it time and time again over coming days. One Greek word for evil is kakos. It is translated bad. It's translated evil. K-A-K-O-S. Another word that is used for evil is the word poneros. P-O-N-E-R-O-S. I have it up here transliterated, and I have it in the Greek. On the right-hand side, you can see the Greek, P-O-N-E-R-O-S. On the left, you see it transliterated, P-O-N-E-R-O-S. Another word for evil is the word poneros. The following word on the screen is the word phalos, which is P-H-A-U-L-O-S. In the Greek, you can see it, P-H-A-U-L-O-S, on the left-hand side, transliterated, P-H-U-L-O-S. What we've learned in the first session related to the subject of evil is that evil is a system of thinking that opposes divine truth, both in belief and behavior. I'm going to pause and say that two or three times. If you want to write it, please do. Evil is a system of thinking that opposes divine truth, both in belief and behavior. What we've tried to emphasize is that evil is a system of thinking. I pause for a moment to tell you again that I've said in the past we can pray and God will forgive us of sin. But we've emphasized the fact that you cannot pray and get rid of evil, because evil is a system of thinking. The only way to get rid of a false system of thinking is to get a different type of thinking. The only way to get rid of satanic thinking is to get God's thinking. It's very important for me to say this time and time again, day after day, week after week, that evil is a system of thinking. Please understand that evil is a system of thinking. And you and I have to understand that. and realize that the only way we can get rid of this satanic thinking is to get a different style, different system of thinking, which means that we have to get God's thinking, the thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason why the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have the responsibility of having the thinking, the mind of Jesus Christ. Now, to repeat the words that I've given you already this morning, and that is kakos, K-A-K-O-S. You see it now on the screen again, and I point it out, and now I give you a little bit more in detail about the word kakos. I've already presented the word. It is the Greek word K-A-K-O-S, transliterated K-A-K-O-S. Now the word means that which is opposed to the goodness of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. That which is opposed to the goodness and character of the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason I'm giving you this is because I want you to see in coming days, if I just passingly refer to the Greek word kakos, you need to have in your thinking that that word means that which is opposed to the goodness of the character of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The next word that we looked at this morning is the word poneros, P-O-N-E-R-O-S. We have it as translated evil again. Here it is in the Greek, P-O-N-E-R-O-S. Here it is transliterated, which means taking it from the Greek and putting it into English translation, P-O-N-E-R-O-S. That word means opposed to divine viewpoint. That which is opposed to divine viewpoint. The last word that I gave you a few moments ago was the Greek word phallos, which is P-H-A-U-L-O-S. And here it is in the Greek. Here it is in the English, transliterated, P-H-A-U-L-O-S. I'm saying this enough times that one of the days in the future, when you see a Greek letter, you're going to know without doubt what that letter is. Here it is, P-H-A-U-L-O-S. Here it is transliterated, P-H-A-U-L-O-S. The word is translated evil, and it means opposed to divine good. It's important that you get that in your mind. Kakos, poneros, phallos. That which is opposed to the goodness and the character of Jesus Christ. That which is opposed to divine viewpoint. That which is opposed to divine good. There you see it on the screen. Here you see it again. There is kakos. There is poneros. There is phallos. I'm taking it off now so that you can say, I know exactly what he's just presented to us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16 is our verse of Scripture. That verse says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And there is the word that is what a transliteration of poneros. Redeeming the time, you and I have the responsibility, and it is to our benefit, middle voice, if we take advantage of receiving spiritual fuel for our souls, utilizing and applying that spiritual fuel, it is to our advantage, and we will be purchasing, buying, utilizing properly the time in which God is giving us. We have a certain number of days that God will allow us to live on this earth. We have a certain number of weeks, a certain number of months, a certain number of years. I do not know how long it will be for you. I do not know how long it will be for me. But I do know that there is an allotted period of time that God is giving us. And the purpose of that amount of time that he's giving us is that we have the understanding that that is a proper amount of God-given allotted time for us to reach the mountain peak of the echo zone. In other words, we understand that we are believers. We're traveling up the highway of God's grace. We are advancing step by step, day by day, week by week, month by month, day by day, we are advancing up the highway of God's grace to the mountain peak of the echo zone. The word echo simply means, it's a Greek verb which means to have and to hold. It means that God desires that we, on a day-by-day basis, travel up the highway that God has given us, the time that He's allowing us to have on the earth, so that we can properly advance to the point of being able to see most things from a divine vertical viewpoint. That's buying and properly purchasing the time. Notice, if you will, the word time here is not the Greek word chronos. Chronos means chronology of time. This particular word is kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, which means a period of time. The Spirit of God uses the Apostle Paul to write to the Ephesian believers and write to us here today, and that is, he's saying, you're living in a period of time between Pentecost on the one hand and the rapture of the saints of God, which is the resurrection of the body of Christ, on the other hand. Which simply means he's giving us a time upon this earth which is a time known as the age of grace, the church age. You and I are alive between Pentecost on the one hand and the body being resurrected, of Christ being resurrected, on the other hand. So this word right here says a period of time. The period of time is the church age. This says that you and I are living in this period of time in the church age, and we are to redeem, purchase this time, utilize it properly, because, and that's the Greek word hoti, H-O-T-I, because the days, hemera, the days are evil. And there's the Greek word evil. The question that I have for you this morning, and I'm going to do this very briefly, and then we'll come back to it time and time again. The question that I have for you, and you need to write something down about this, the question is, what is evil? What is evil? Some of you are saying, you've already told us, and we feel like that we know what it is. Well, let's be a little bit more technical. What is evil? The word evil has a distinct technical and categorical meaning in the Bible. I pause and let you see it. The word evil has a distinct and technical categorical meaning in the Word of God. It is not simply a generic word referring to anything bad or sinful. I pause and let you remember what has just been said. It's a technical word. It's a categorical word. It's not simply just a generic word. It's not just referring to something sinful or bad. It's a lot more than that. What I learned a few years ago, and this thing just opened up my mind to see things that I had never seen before in my life. And I'm trying now to let that be seen emphatically, definitely on purpose. The word refers specifically to a policy of Satan, satanic policy. Satan is the ruler of this world. Before we get through with this series, we're going to get into some details in relationship to the fact that Satan is the ruler of this world. Just take it for a correct statement at the moment. The word refers specifically to the policy of Satan as a ruler of this world, and also the modus operandi, the procedure, the policy, from the time of his fall throughout the angelic revolution and down to the point when he became the ruler of the world. I pause for a moment to let you see again that statement. The word refers specifically to the policy, the procedure, the modus operandi of Satan as a ruler of the world. From the time of his fall, throughout the angelic revolution, and down to the point when he became the ruler of the world. That's number two. Number three, Satan is opposed to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan is opposed to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. He is devoted to distorting, obscuring any truth related to biblical truths. If I were you, I would write that sentence down and think about it. Satan is opposed to anything in relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is devoted to distorting or obscuring any truth related to biblical truth or biblical truths, plural. Through evil, Satan brings about two major consequences on the earth. I'm giving you time to write it. This statement that I'm getting ready to give you is so powerful and so important. You cannot, please, don't miss it. I repeat number three. Satan is opposed to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. If you feel like you're having any difficulty whatsoever in learning the Word of God or getting to the church for Bible study, you put it down. There's a reason for that. Whatever it is, just put it down. Satan is opposed to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever noticed when you are studying the Bible at home, the phone will ring? Have you ever noticed that when you're studying the Bible at home and you want to be alone and studying the Word and someone rings the doorbell? Have you ever noticed that the bird flies against your window and hits it? Have you ever noticed that there are always some things that will take place? There will be distractions along the way. Satan is opposed to anything involving the Lord Jesus Christ. He is devoted to distorting or obscuring any truth related to biblical truths. Through evil, Satan brings about two major consequences on the earth. Get ready for this. One of them is sin. And the second one is human good. Wow. Both of these, sin and human good, are based on errors in thinking. Sin and human good are based on errors of thinking. You need to write that down, please. Human good. Oh, how we can be so egotistical and full of pride, supercilious in relationship to our goodness. Also in relationship to sin. We've talked about this time and time again over the last weeks. That temptation is not the sin. When we yield to the temptation, then we're knocked out of fellowship, out of harmony, and then we're under the control of our sinful nature. Under the control of our sinful nature, we're either going to be grieving the Holy Spirit and are quenching the Holy Spirit, and many times one leads to the other, and both are involved. Self-righteous our self-righteousness combined with human good, which is sincerity, produces a saturation of evil in a nation. All you have to do is watch a little television, listen to your radio just a little bit, read some of the newspapers, and you will discover that that is a proper, correct statement. Self-righteousness combined with human good, sincerity, produces a saturation of evil in a nation. Number six, the reason we study this subject is to learn that mankind cannot solve problems by human solutions. I type this for you in capital letters. The reason why we're studying this subject right now, many reasons, but one of those which is major, is that we are learning that mankind cannot solve problems by human solutions. The only solution to a human problem is a divine solution. God in His Word presents the answer to all of our needs. That goes deeper than just what a few lines and a few words tell us. Number seven, a person consistently involved in satanic thinking is involved in evil. If the mind is on the wrong track, if the mind continues on the wrong track, then the policy of Satan is being accomplished. A person consistently involved in satanic thinking is involved in evil. Evil results, number eight, in the destruction of society. The malfunction of society and the removal of legitimate authority under divine established laws. I back up again and let you see that Satan is having a heyday in the field of the laws of divine establishment. Some of you are saying, what do you mean by laws of divine establishment? God-given laws of divine establishment include home, marriage, family, and naturalism. One of these days we will begin to give some definitions on each one of those, but I think most of you understand that Satan is having a heyday in disrupting home life, family life. And he's doing it by means of disturbing in the area of volition or choices or decision making. And we're seeing that there is a downfall in relationship to naturalism. Satan is having a heyday in those areas of the laws of divine establishment. Number eight again, evil results in the destruction of society. The malfunction of society. The removal of legitimate authority under divine established laws. Number nine, Satan's original sin was a distortion of biblical concepts. Satan's original sin was a distortion of biblical concepts. So evil, then, is a distortion of biblical principles and divinely established laws. I have to hasten because I don't want to keep you longer than your mind will allow you to hear. Evil, number 10, originated and existed before human history. Evil originated and existed before human history with the purpose to have a system to oppose God. And that takes us all the way back to the book of Isaiah and the origin of Satan. Most of you are familiar with that. But if you're not, one of these days we'll deal again with that subject. Evil originated and existed before human history with the purpose of having a system to oppose God. The 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah, we'll find there the statement that this angel that opposed God used personal pronouns over and over and over again, showing what he planned to do in relationship to taking charge. Purpose to have a system to oppose God. He desires to beat Christ to the millennium with an attempt to produce a perfect world. Once you write that sentence down and once you think about it for a while, you'll see how powerful that statement is. As the world follows that plan of Satan, the more degenerate it becomes. We're just at the beginning of a magnificent study, a magnificent major study of a subject called evil. So much to be presented in coming days. May we pray together, please. Father, help us to understand today that we are at the beginning stages here in relationship to this subject matter on those things that will actually absolutely change our lives. We will never be the same once we comprehend and get an understanding of this subject of evil. Today we're aware of the fact that we only have a few years, a few months, a few days. At the longest, we are not going to be here all that much longer. Even if we should live many more years, it's very short compared to eternity. Help us to obey the scripture in Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time, realizing that the days are so evil. The last moment of our service today is for those individuals who've never accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. Help them to be aware of the fact that the Bible teaches very beautifully that when God loved, He loved the world. And that when Christ died, He died for everyone. And that Jesus Christ said, I'm the way of salvation. There's no other way of salvation except through Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says if you have the Son of God, you have life. If you don't have the Son of God, you do not have life. That's the reason why Jesus said, I'm not one of the ways, I am the way of life. I'm the truth. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me. This tells us very vividly that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone. And we pray that in these last few moments of this service, there will be someone or someones who will just bow and accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. We believe that the Bible teaches very clearly, not telling us any stories, any lies, but telling us the truth when it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Doesn't say hope so or maybe so. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Thank you for that magnificent truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, and you're dismissed. Don't forget the deacon's meeting.